This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Thank you guys again for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. As we welcome Jason out here, I want to get this. I got insignificant information. People who would have been celebrating a birthday today. Ozzie Newsome, is he in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
As a tight end or an executive?
As a tight end.
As a tight end, okay.
Should be both.
He should be executive. But Ozzie Newsome, birthday today. Yeah. Happy, man, I can't believe this dude is this old. 66. Flavor Flav.
You kidding me?
He's 66.
Flavor Flav, yeah, boy.
66 today. Speaking of 36 years old today, happy birthday, Blake Griffin. And 34, Wolfgang Van Halen.
Wolfie.
There you go, man. Okay. So anyway, let's welcome Jason Longshore in here. This is a day, man. This is one of those special matches. I don't know. Maybe it's not. But if I were doing what you do, I would think that today would be one of those matches that I kind of have a little different, you know, feeling going into the game, and you know, just anticipation, a little bit more white hot. Is that the case?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is something new that MLS is doing this year with the Sunday night soccer
game of the week. And look, we've seen this in other sports. You break out a game, you make it the focus of the league. It's a smart move. I think this is the first one this season that has that little bit extra because of what happened last year in the playoffs. And Miami hasn't shied away from that either. You know, they've talked about how much they had these expectations of winning the league last year, winning all kinds of trophies. They won one. They won the regular season title. That's a nice trophy to have. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the trophy. And they are kind of ticked off about the team that knocked them out last year, which was Atlanta. So different looks, different managers for both teams. A lot of the same stars are there, but there's some new faces too. All that put to the side, this is a game that's going to have a big game kind of feel. We've seen it on Sunday nights at the Benz for Falcons games. I think this is the Atlanta United feel like that of all eyes in the soccer world, and that's going to cross over to the sports world here in Atlanta. We'll be on the Benz tonight.
Be watching for that. As always, great to be joined by Jason Longshore, and remind everybody that he is social. You can find him at Longshoe. All right, Ronnie Dowler kind of dialed it back when asked about the magnitude of this match. And maybe that's because it's early in the season. You got a lot more soccer to play. But when asked about it this week, he kind of, that's good. It's our next match. It's Miami. Is that the best way for this team to approach it, considering what's happened in their past two matches?
Yeah, Sam, you've been around the block long enough. You know coach speak when you hear it, and you know real talk when you hear it. And you got to do the coach speak thing sometimes, especially with a team that is still, look, they're finding their way. They're 3 games in. They're 7 weeks into working together. It's not where you want it to be, and it shouldn't be, because if you've already hit your heights after 7 weeks, 3 games, if you're already as good as you can be that early in a 34-game season where we're hopefully going to see games here in December, yeah, you're probably going to get passed. So you need to be continually growing. This is a great early season test. And what I like about it is last year we saw Atlanta United handle Miami in a very different way than they're playing right now. It was a little more defensive. It was a little more get numbers behind the ball, sit back, defend, frustrate them, and then break out on the counter. I don't think you're going to see that from Atlanta United tonight. I think you're going to see Ronnie Dialet say, you know what, I have an idea of how I want this team to play. I have an identity that I want to see this team reach. And I think we saw it in the middle of the first half last week against the Red Bulls. We've seen it at other phases in the other two games where it's suffocating. It is so many numbers forward. It's quick play around the 18-yard box. It's creating opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. You're going to see an Atlanta United team that will not be timid tonight. Now, does that get the win? I don't know. They're going to have to convert their chances, and that's been the issue this season, is everything but putting the ball in the back of the net. You've got to convert. You've got to get maybe a little luck in converting. Whatever it takes to put the ball in the back of the net, when you have all that good play, you got to get the reward, because we've seen this throughout the years. When you're dominating a game and the other team feels it and you feel it and it's going well, but you don't get the reward for it, that momentum comes back around and doubles down on you. And I think we've seen that from Atlanta United this season. You get a little tired. The other team gets a little sniff of, hey, we can take this now. And then they get their reward the other way, and it breaks you. So you've got to break teams when you're playing well. And Atlanta hasn't been able to do that yet. You get that done tonight, you know, look, you could be in a shootout with a Miami team that's as good of an attack as you're going to see in the league, maybe outside of this Atlanta side.
You know, my problem with Jason is, and we love him to pieces, other than the fact that he breaks my you-know-what about Buckies. Other than that,
you ask him a question.
I think of a question which I'm ready to ask him, but he's so thorough. He does such a deep dive into explaining why, and then he brings the context. I'm not sure if he actually answered my question already, but I'm going to ask anyway. But that was a compliment I was paying you, Jason, because you do. You just
I'll take it.
Yeah. It's meant to be that way. But I wanted to try something a little bit different, because as you do bring context to a lot of the things that you describe with these matches, whether it's Atlanta United or in this case, a team with a player on it that, you know, even the average fan knows about. But more importantly, mm-hmm. what's the story? What's the, oh, geez, the best way to ask this? What's the story within the game? What's that little subtle nuance that's going to be going on within the game that people like an eye like you, like Mike Conte, like even Sam here, they know to watch? You know, we talk about that in football. Mm-hmm. We talk about when, you know, back in the day, this wide receiver was going up against this cornerback. What's the game within the game, or the match, I guess, in this case?
Okay, I'll actually give you three, since I'm thorough. I'll give you three.
Thank you, man. But that's a good question, though, right? That's a good question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I think the biggest thing I try to do when we talk soccer is I want to take the mystery out of it. You know, the same storylines that we're going to get into with a big Falcons-Eagles game, it's not crazy different when we're talking this big picture mm-hmm. stuff. When we're talking Atlanta United-Miami, it's two huge teams. You're going to obviously look an hour before the game starts to see if Lionel Messi's in the starting lineup. I don't know if he will be. He did make the trip. He is here. I do think he'll play. My hunch would be he comes off the bench in the second half, but you're going to check that first. That's number one thing at about 6 o'clock. Okay. Two, Luis Suarez. We saw a lot of conversation last season in the playoffs between Luis Suarez and Brad Kazan, and that also then spilled over to Derek Williams and Steon Gregerson and everybody else on the field because Luis Suarez likes to talk. He's an amazing player. He's one of the best strikers that the game has ever seen, and on any other team, he would be getting all of the headlines. But he's playing next to one of his best friends in Lionel Messi, who's going to get even more headlines. Suarez is an antagonist. So how does Atlanta handle him trying to get under their skin, running his mouth, little cheap shots, going down easy, all the little things that make a great player that's away from the ball? Suarez does those in spades, and he's going to look for those opportunities today, and Atlanta's going to have to handle that. The third one for me is Aleksei Maranchuk for Atlanta. It became, I don't know, I guess a memo went out somewhere in the American soccer conversation that, you know, let's all talk about Aleksei Maranchuk this week. Maranchuk is the designated player that was not bought for as much money as Lotte Lott and did not have the homecoming story that Miguel Almiron does. But he was the one who came last season and is still, I think, he's a connector. So he's the one that's got to get the bearings of what Lotte Lott brings, where Miguel Almiron wants to be, how he can combine with Saba. He's the one that's got to tie all the pieces together. It's the hardest job, in my opinion. And he's been creating chances. I think there's a narrative that he hasn't done anything when he is fourth in the league in shots and shot setups, fourth in the entire 30-team league. So he's doing things. But he's also a human being, and he's going to see and hear and read all of the conversation about him this week. I want to see how he kind of handles that. I want to see if he comes out. Does he try to do too much? I don't think that's his personality. I think he's going to come out and be very motivated to, on a night where all the headlines coming in that are pre-written are Messi, are Suarez, are Almiron, maybe Lotte Lott, maybe Gazan. Maranchuk's going to want to be in those headlines. I think he's that kind of a player, and I'm expecting a big night from him.
Folks, you can hear him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. He is your host for that each and every week. Also joins Mike Conte on the call tonight for Atlanta United against, what's that?
No, we keep going.
No.
I was going to say, you mentioned his nightly show.
Right.
And his producer is Noel.
Ah,
and she's on quite a bit with him. So while you love her with Sam and Greg, Noelle is having another opportunity to shine.
Yeah.
And she's with Jason. So I don't want, listen, we ain't greedy that way. We do nothing but add water to our flowers.
That's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it. Well, Jason, great stuff. Great stuff. Quick, before I let you go, everybody healthy tonight? Who may be back in the lineup?
Yeah, the big question was Lotte Lott after he went into concussion protocol after last week, but he trained this week. He's not on the injury list, so he is out of concussion protocol. Great to see. And Brooks Lennon is back for the first time this season. Remember, yeah. He injured his shoulder last year in the playoffs.
Right.
Got the all clear after the surgery in the off season. He is raring to go and seeing him in training over the past couple weeks, he's, I think, 90 minutes fit and just ready to roll. He hasn't played in a game, so that's a little different. But he's looked great in training, and I think he's going to add a lot to the attack from his fullback position getting forward up the right side.
You know the other thing about what happened this past week that was unique? The three of us were together. We had lunch with Jason.
Hey, how about
that? And normally when it's Jason and having to do with us, you're gone, he's filling in for you, or I'm gone, he's filling in for me. They could have got a picture with the three of
all
us.
All three in the same place. Huh?
That's right, yeah.
Rarity. That would ruin the mystery, though. Yeah. We'd have to take that picture at Bucky's at some point.
It's like when,
that's what we need.
It's like when Peter Gabriel went back and hung out with the Genesis boys.
Yeah.
Genesis boys. Something like that.
We need to get a remote for 92.9 The Game mornings at Bucky's.
Not so much Bucky's.
It needs to happen.
But I have something. I have something around the corner that I'm working on where you could actually show up. And you know me. There's no off position on the genius switch, so I'm working on something. So I'm working on something. You could be a part of it. Anyway, Jason, man, as always, we can't thank you enough. Have a great call. Tell Mr. Conte we said hello, and we will talk to you soon, buddy.
Excellent. Thank y'all.
There you go. All Jason Longshore joining us.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.